بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي. At the end of our salah, there is a dua that we all read. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it. That's the dua that follows every action of ours. It's a dua that keeps us till the end, just before we meet Almighty Allah. Said, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. That, oh Allah, indeed I have oppressed myself. Zulman kathira, a very great amount of oppression. Wala yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. And none will ever forgive sins except you, O Allah. فَاغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. So that mercy which you have by yourself, Allah allow it to fall on every one of us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala crown every effort of ours with His forgiveness. We would have loved to say with acceptance. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, from who, through the blessings of our beloved and honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatu, we were allowed to spend some time in his company. It was very unique days of our life. From the things that we learned from them, and I thank my brother Maulana Imran, a very nice kitab was written on the life of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Rashke Awliya Hayati Akhtar. The pride of the ulama, the pride of the awliya, the life of Akhtar. It was in the Urdu language. One time myself, I had chance to open, to turn a few pages. My habit is like the rest of you, perhaps. We don't ever get time to read. Allah has blessed my brother with the ability to write. So the kitab was very thick, and myself, I would never have read it. When he read it, a thought came in his heart, let's make an English short of this. And alhamdulillah, by the kindness of Allah, he prepared it. I told him, print a few copies. So inshallah, after lunch, we do not have enough, obviously, but whoever will get a copy. We do not want copies to be sitting in people's cupboards. Some copies of kitabs are being given out now also. When you finish reading it, then pass it on. spirituallight.org.za was something that was created a few years ago, at a time when I really had no real passion with technology and with phones. Then Spiritual Light, the website, was created, and many books were now put onto the website. This book will also be there. From the rattle I had read of the Urdu, it is a unique life of a man who many of us had the time to see. To be able to read and to see who this man was and how he moved. So inshallah, that book will be available, but whoever don't get it, whoever gets it, read it and pass it on. Whoever does not get it, on the website now you will find the book. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it beneficial for all. From what we learned from him, he taught us the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he put up the Kaaba. So we always heard this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And our translation would always be a weak translation. Allah, accept from us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That indeed you are listening. Indeed you are seeing. He said, who was making this dua and when? Ibrahim alayhi salam was making this dua after he had passed every exam. And accompanying him is Ismail alayhi salam. And it's a miraculous system where a rock is lifting, they're letting them go up and down. Everything is miraculous. At that time he's saying, Rabbana, O my Allah, taqabbal. We were translated as, O Allah, accept. So he corrected us. He taught us that in madrasa, when we were in the first year, second year, we learned something called sarf and nahwa. In the chapter of sarf, that there's something called the speciality of verbs. And this was his unique nature, how he would take out those points. The speciality of verbs. And in the verbs, there is one, what we call a verb which comes on the scale of tafa'ul. Like how we read taqabbal. It's a scale. And in the Arabic language, every scale got specialities. The speciality of the scale, one speciality is takalluf. Takalluf means, like you don't really want to do something, but you push yourself. That's takalluf. A lot of time we tell people, make dua for your brother-in-law. That's takalluf. That he wants to say, Allah, give him that BM, but then he says, second-hand BM. Because how must he get it? That's called takalluf. Like, you push yourself. You don't like the person, make dua for him. Just make dua. Then we finally tell him, the angel will say, walaka mithlu. That Allah give you the same. Now you think, hey, not second-hand. But he doesn't still want to do it. Like, can I really make dua? He did me down so bad, like, I just hate him. And say, make dua. That's called takalluf, where you force yourself, force yourself. In the Arabic language, this takalluf comes on the scale of tafa'ul. Then how beautiful he thought. He said, look at the dua Ibrahim alayhi salam made. He said, Rabbana taqabbal. That Allah, I am presenting an action to you, which I know is not worthy of acceptance. Had I asked for acceptance, I would have said, maybe, from qabila yaqbal. That Allah accept this. But what a word he used when he said taqabbal minna. That an action which is not worthy of being accepted. How we force ourselves to sometimes do something. Allah, I am asking you, so to say, make yourself accept this action. Not worthy of being accepted. Allah, you make it. May Allah make that all our actions in life. It always is crowned with His forgiveness. We are not of that group who could ever say we did one thing that really could bring itself in the court of Almighty Allah. But we can always say, I asked my Allah to forgive my action. Inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathiran. With regards to the khatam and why this jalsa was, whereas normally our habit is, it started off when COVID started, when everyone was locked up. I remember perhaps the first surah, Surah Baqarah, while I was doing it. I was on the bed. My father was sleeping next to me. I think at that time he was not so well, or for some reason I was there in Heidelberg. And as I was speaking, then the small Muhammad who is sitting here now, maybe this was about 2 or 3 years ago, the one question I think he asked me is, who are you speaking to? Like, because it was me and a phone and the wall. Like, I asked, who are you speaking to? So the answer was, whoever's listening. Like, whoever's listening. Allah in His kindness took that word very far. May Allah tabarakallah in His kindness accept it. Why it started when the announcement for COVID was made and I walked in my room, a thought went in my mind, may Allah tabarakala make it from His side. But introduce the Ummah to the message of Quran and to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How to introduce the Ummah to the message of Quran? So as I moved around, I'm looking at books of tafsir. And for whatever reason, it was just that COVID is not like what you think, it's a sickness. COVID is the beginning of something else. And many a bayan that we spoke about what we felt. Allah alone knows whether we are right, whether we are wrong, only time will tell. That with COVID, it was the beginning of a rise of what we call shaitani, dajjali, poison and magic. What we are now on the verge of, what is called the Ukraine-Russian war, it is not just a war that will end, and it's the end. COVID ended, it only started. I remember in one lecture I mentioned we're waiting for COVID to end. I am scared when COVID ends, that's when it's going to begin. That's when it's going to begin. Just when COVID ended, we went out in the world, we found the metaverse, we found the city of Neom, we found announcements that in the next 2 or 3 years you are going to see a world which you never ever imagined. In the next 10 years, whether Russia wins this war, which is hardly likely, when Russia most likely lifts up their hands and says, we give up, and then the world falls like what happened after World War II, and new laws are made, And the push is then made for one global government. One government, because small governments cannot do anything. For South Africa, we will jump to the occasion. They will say, our government can't give us lights also. So if you're having someone who say, I'll light up the entire world, I will create a currency that will never collapse, I will give entertainment that will find you wherever you are, I will remove sicknesses, I will remove problems, I will be able to create a system where a woman can give birth, but she will not have to become fat. The child will not have to be within the womb. The child can stay out. I mentioned this in a lecture, that who knows if that time is coming. After the lecture, one friend came, he said, that time is already out. He said, let me tell you, they have already announced that they have created the fake womb. And then he let me listen to that fake womb story. It was very unique to have a fake womb in, ready to be put in your own bedroom also, so that you can see your own child grow up in front of you. What a shaitani world we are moving. But why I mentioned this womb story, one of the things that the doctor is mentioning as he's advertising this fake womb, he says, as your child now reaches a certain age in the womb, we will give the mother and the father the chance to talk to the child. Because science has proven that the child is aware of the communication of the parents from that age. He said, we will give you the chance to talk and start teaching your child. As I heard that doctor saying that sentence, I said, from the beginning we were told, oh mother, if there's a child in your womb, then read Quran, because the child is listening to your Quran. The doctor had to come after 1,400 years to say, we let your child listen to what you're speaking. But what world we are going to see in the next 10 years is going to be a different world. COVID is the beginning, it was not the ending. 5G was to launch this. The world around us will be now computers. It will be technology. It will be robots. It will be artificial intelligence. It will be everything which is not man. It will be a system of the jinn taking control of the world. But in that entire system, as the eye is on everyone and everything, it is called to create a pyramid. The pyramid starts off very, very broad at the beginning, and it starts going narrower and narrower as it goes towards the top. Right at the top of the pyramid sits the head, what we will call the devil and the agents of the devil. As this pyramid was created over the years, where people at the bottom knew absolutely nothing of what's happening, me and you all lived our life like normal. World War took place, it was normal. Muslims, scholars from around the world were killed, it was normal. It was not noticed. Turkey at one time, 70,000 masajid. In the capital of the Islamic world, 70,000 masajid. Over a couple of years, the imams of 70,000 masajid disappeared. No one noticed. Allah make it today that election is taking place. Allah alone is the one who gives izzah. Allah is the alone one who gives kingdom. When Allah makes the decision, it will come in the hands of the right people. But me and you, we make dua. Allah make this khatam. Allah let it be a blessing for the entire world. Allah, through the blessings of the khatam of your Quran, Allah, let your selected servants take the reins of the control of the world again. Allah, let not evil come in their way. Allah, allow the people to be pulled back to the people of Iman. Allah, make them successful in their endeavors. So at that time, when the collapse of the Ottoman Empire took place, 70,000 masajid lost their imams. 70,000 masajid. No one thought about anything. No one even knew. The whole world changed. Trousers came out from the legs of young girls. No one thought about it. The scarves came out. Forget Muslims. Even non-Muslim girls would never leave the house without a scarf. That came out. Clothing came out. The system, when we were small, we remember there was something called age restriction. That age restriction went away. We remember there was magazines that they would have like a plastic around it. For adults only, that went away. Everything as they moved, Now they brought the time with the small child. That small child in school, if you have to open up his book, you might say they need an age restriction on this book also. That child is being shown such things at the moment that you will say as though the devil has taken over the whole world. But in that time, there will always be one thing that will break through all darkness. One thing that will break through all darkness. And that is Al-Quran. Whoever will read Quran will find that forget him breaking through darkness. Darkness will move away from him and everyone around him. They end the last two surahs and the head of it is Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Remember, Allah is one and unique. Allahu Samad, and Allah is independent of it all. As Allah is independent, the qualities of Allah are all independent. From the qualities of Allah is Al-Quran. Al-Quran is so independent. It does not need the armies of the world. It does not need the news. It does not need computers. It does not need phones. It does not even need me and you to know the translation of Quran. Quran is so independent. If Quran wants to change someone's life, Quran needs nothing at all. But it's the individual who says, I need you, O Quran. When that individual will make that nazar to Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Allah is unique. Allah is independent. Quran is unique. Quran is independent. A sahabi radiallahu anhu came. It was dark. It was raining. It was thundering. Walking in that difficult time was not easy. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices. He got little worry. The night was dark. What a teaching he gave him. The teaching was for me and you. That a day will come where we will find ourselves in the darkest of times. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, he said, I leave you on such a path that even the night has become day for you. We have found ourselves today in such an era that even the day has become dark like the night. We can't see light anywhere around us. During the day, the internet is grabbing someone. At night, the internet is grabbing someone. That filth is grabbing the child in the school. It's grabbing him in university. With the father said, I'll stop you from going to the clubs. We say the clubs is Jahannam. The university is also pulling him towards Jahannam. Forget the university. The school is pulling him. Forget the school. Kindergarten is. Forget kindergarten. That cartoon that the mother and the father thought that my child who's only 3 years old, let him watch Superman and Batman. And the child in the past, I remember one young child I saw, he had his cape on top of him and he was standing on the sofa. It had Superman written there. I asked him, what are you going to do now? I say, are you going to fly? I say, you're going to jump from that sofa, you break your leg. But he was so happy, I'm Superman. That time Superman only taught the people how to fly where you can't fly. But today Superman, when he fights with Batman also. And after they fight the evil enemy, Superman and Batman must hug also. And after they hug, they must kiss also. And when they kiss, their lips will meet each other. And the child, when he's looking, and he says, now why did Superman need to kiss Batman? That cartoon itself will spoil the mind of the child to make him like an animal. As we're moving in that era where day has become night, where from the youngest of ages till the old auntie sitting at home, the devil has launched such an attack of darkness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's dark tonight, let me say to you two things. He said, Qul, say. The sahabi said, what must I say? He said, say, A'udhu bi rabbil falaq. I enter in the protection of that Allah who breaks through everything. Falaq means when it is dark at night and you look up and you can't see any sign of morning. And then when dawn breaks, you call that falaq. It broke the darkness. Falaq is where the child is in the womb of the mother and you wonder how will the child ever manage to come into the world. And Allah Tabarakala opens up the road and that child who is so weak, miraculously the child comes in the world. That is called falak. How he opened up. Falak is when that bud is at the bottom of the ground, and the ground is so hard, and you think there's no way this weak bud is ever going to open, and Allah's one command comes, and the flower comes out, and the tree comes out. That's the meaning of the one who opens up in the most unique of manner. He said, say, I enter into the protection, bi Rabbil Falak, of that Allah who opens it all up. Meaning in my world of darkness, it is only you, Allah, who will bring light back into my life. Me and you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of his life. Before that, he would always seek Allah's protection from the devil and the systems of the devil. In different wording, every wording was unique. Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, but when قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, when these two surahs were revealed, as though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left everything else, and he grabbed onto these surahs. He would read it in the morning 3 times. He would read it in the evening 3 times. After reading, he would blow in his palms. He would rub on his body very hard, as though you are rubbing off the traces of poison that is coming towards. Me and you have entered into the final match against the devil. We have reached the final where shaitani poison is coming from every side. It falls on my eye, on my ear, it comes in my tongue. Through food that I eat, it wants to go into my body. I need to rub it out from the outside. I need to protect my face, my head, my body, my chest, my back. His hand would go wherever the hand could reach. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it from today. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Until the day I pass away, I hold on to these two surahs. Recently I went to one country. A person says to me, quite elderly, he said, I had the fortune of meeting Hazrat Mufti Mahmood rahimahullah. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood al-Hassan Gangohi rahimahullah. He said, I asked him, I said, Hazrat, you know there's Lord Amils, and in our island, in that island which I went to, he said, an island is the world of the jinn. So everyone is either the jinn or the amil to sort out the jinn. He said, must I now go always? I got a headache, must I go? And I got stomach pain, must I go? So he said, Mufti Sahab said, I'll tell you one thing, but you have to have yaqeen on it. He said, I'll tell you one thing, but you have to have conviction. He said, these last two surahs of Quran, if you read it with conviction, he said, forget the jinnat of this island. Even Iblis will not come close to you. He said, forget the jinnat of this island. Even Iblis will not come close to you. As we entering and we are seeing the fitan of the devil, the fitan of what we call Dajjal, and we are moving towards a final, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I enter into the protection of that Allah who opens up everything, and now my road starts. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, from the evil of whatever has been created. And then the surah just takes. In this surah we ask protection of Allah from everything around us. In the next surah we say, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ, Allah, from the evil of that devil that continues blowing. He blows his doubts, he blows his thoughts, he blows his fears, he blows cowardice, he blows laziness. He'll continue blowing, Allah. I enter in your protection. Let him continue barking. The dog can only bark, but the dog can never bite. Allah, I enter in your protection. No longer I want to hear your dog barking, the devil barking. Now my road is only towards you, O Allah. This قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, this قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. One reason why I wanted to have this khatam was to introduce every one of us that let's come back onto Surah Kahf on a Friday. If we can't get 10, the whole surah, at least 10 verses of the surah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will read the surah on a Friday, as Allah made the fire cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah will make for this individual the fire of the Dajjal easy and cool for him also. Meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam could not run away from the fire. He had to fall in the fire. And Allah said, but don't burn. Me and you will not be able to escape the fitan of the Dajjal. We will be pushed into it. But as Allah's command came and the fire could not burn, This fire, this trial will not burn us for the one who reads Surah Kahf. Is it so hard for such a protection that my fire becomes cool? I land in the fitna, I land in the trial, and I come out at the ending and I find myself high in the places of Jannah. May Allah make it for all. Surah Kahf on a Friday. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Daily in the morning, daily in the evening. He said, forget the jinnat of this island. Even Iblis will not come close. May Allah tabarakala grant every one of us yaqeen on this. During this course of this khatam, there were many a time when we spoke about the need to understand the meaning of Quran. Many a time people emailed us, phoned us. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Dabelia is my first ustad, whether he remembers it or not. He said, colleague, perhaps he's getting old, so he forgot. It was many years ago, my first ustad perhaps, or my third ustad in the madrasa, but one who from the beginning I took a very unique liking to. So while he was sitting one day in the Mutala Ga, which we call a place of studying, I went to go ask him one question. There was a discussion, we were still boys in the first year. There was a discussion carrying on. At that time we understood that only the alim must know the meaning of Quran. And the normal person must learn the meaning from the alim, but he must not know the meaning of Quran. So that we were fighting and arguing like how students argue. So me like a brave person, then I went to him like just to get that certificate. That is it like this here? That's, because I said if a man knows Arabic, he'll become Salafi. So even no one must know Arabic. They'll all go astray. And I just asked him that question. And he became a little upset. And he said, how can the language of Quran ever take a person away from Allah? How can the language of Quran ever take a person? So it had an impact on me and I went back and I thought about it. And from that time I used to always think that why do we not know the language of Quran? So Allah has given South Africa a chance. We have reached very high in this ladder, very high. Hifz of Quran, where it has reached. Qiraat, where it has reached. What Qiraat? Now young boys, you are meeting them. They are Qaris of Quran. Miracles of Quran we are seeing. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah says, I have made this Quran easy. لِلذِّكْرِ, one meaning to memorize. But the real meaning of this verse, لِلذِّكْرِ, is I have made this Quran easy to take lessons from it. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ. Where is the person who wants to take a lesson? Look at the question. Where is the person who wants to take a lesson? I know whenever a Hifz Jalsa takes place and it is said, make an intention, I also want to be Hafiz of Quran. That young child who makes that intention, a day comes that Allah makes that boy a Hafiz of Quran. This verse is now being asked to me and you, فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرْ. Where is the person who wants to take lesson from Quran? Let me say, let all of us say, Allah, it is me. Allah, it is my family. Allah, it is my children. Allah, it is my progeny. Once that intention is made, Allah will from His own side, as He brought Quran all the way to Lojam, the way to Africa, the deepest parts of Africa, to every masjid, Hifz class started, Qiraat class started, Darul Uloom started, Tafsir of Quran started, me and you make a desire, Allah, I want to learn the basic meaning of the Quran, and I promise you, in our own life we will see, Allah will create a system where we will say, it's so easy, because Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. I indeed made my Quran very easy. It's only that me and you have to ask. In this Ramadan, while I was in one country, I was speaking to one friend in South Africa about this Jalsa. And as I was mentioning to him that how I would want now that to create some program. And as I mentioned what my desire, the person who was driving me, Allah reward him. He said, I'll do this for you. And we created in a very short space of a few days. And may Allah make it that in the next few, hopefully after Muharram, there is something I want to launch now. But this is just an example. Everyone can do their own. So what will happen with this? How we have spiritual light and it comes on the phone. And many people have listened onto spiritual light. That's why many of you are here today. So the first thing he created is a spiritual light application. So you go on Google store, whatever, these are things I really don't know, I'll put you in the wrong place also. Because of which I told them to please write something out. Technology and me have never gelled. If anything new comes and they say this always worked, I've noticed when it comes to me it never worked. Even if it's always, it never. So there are a lot of people working behind this, but they have created the spiritual light application. In this application, one desire I had with this khatam that we had to make, I did not want to bring an end to lessons of Quran. So my desire was twice or once a week when I'm at home, I would want to give for about 15-20 minutes a lesson. And whoever wants to listen to it now when it's late at night, when it's the last few minutes before falling asleep, to hear a message from Almighty Allah and to play that reading a few times, to think of that meaning and then to read two rakats of salah so that the last thing a person sleeps with is the message of Allah. I desired that. So he said, let's make the application for that. That when you will go on, it will come as a message to whoever is on that this is the message of Allah late at night, lessons from Quran. So that was one. Then the application really for what was desired, where the small child wants to learn the basic meaning of Quran, and the old person, the man and the woman, in a manner that's not difficult, that doesn't require a lot of time, that doesn't need a teacher, that doesn't need a madrasa, that doesn't need you to become an alim. My thought was that a person doesn't have to know how to write the Arabic language. He doesn't know how to speak the Arabic language. He only has to be taught some words and to be given a message of the surah. So how it will most likely work when we start it, may Allah make it a reality and may Allah make it beneficial for the world, is when the surah starts, it will start with A'udhu and Bismillah. That young child who instead of watching Superman and Batman, I went to one country in Macedonia now. No one knows English in Macedonia. So it was be unique that we were now speaking to people who don't know what we're saying. It was the first time that I had to have someone translating. But what a revolution I'm finding in that country of Islam. How the people looked at me like, and they never know what I'm saying. They just looked. But then when I saw young boys, they knew English. So I said, how you know English? They said, YouTube. So it became like, for me, I was so sad that the boy got so much time on his phone. He was able to learn the English language so well. If on that same phone some effort was made, he could have learned the language of Quran even better than that. He said, the phone. So on that phone, instead of someone going onto a cartoon, onto a clip, onto a movie, that young child, if he comes onto it, it's called lesson number one, and the first thing he hears a beautiful Qari reciting Quran. And three times he will learn, listen to that surah, so that his tongue also becomes accustomed to read beautifully. As he's looking at it, the meaning is also showing in front of him. The first time he's listening to the surah, second time he's listening. It was always the desire of our ulama, no person must be pushed into understanding Quran alone, he can drown. So as soon as that is finished, there will be a small 5 minute clip on explaining some of the top verse of Quran. And with that, lesson number one will now not end, it will now reach the height where there will be about 10 words. 10 words where the Arabic will be said and the English, Arabic, English, Arabic, English, and the child must just look at it. This young boy, when they mentioned they want to bring him for this program, why I was so happy about it, it to teach every one of us how sharp our mind is, especially the mind of a youngster when he's introduced with Quran. So to have 10 words, look at the Arabic, look at the English, Arabic, English, and finish. Nothing hard, no testing. And the next day, there will be the repeat, again the surah, a new lesson on that surah, and again the same 10 words. By the third day, again the same words, and then there would be like a small quiz, a small question and answer. And if you manage to pass it, your son most likely will be able to pass much faster than the father. But if you don't manage, no one's going to be marking your exam. Only you can't go on to dars number two. Just pass dars number one. My desire is, if a person can just go on the small course, may Allah make it, it's the beginning. Maybe many, many more better ones will be made. but there is definitely a need for our children to be introduced to ways and methods for them to grow up with Quran. On one dars of lessons of Quran that I gave was Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil Qum Al-Layla Illa Qalila. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahimullah, from whose dars of Quran I took a lot of benefit. Under the surah, he wrote a unique point. He said, look at the surah way it was revealed. Beginning of Islam, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spoken, Almighty Allah spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the command was given, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The command was given, stand in the night and only sleep little. نِصْفَهُ, stand half the night. Okay, make it a little less. That was the beginning command. But then he asked a question. He said that command was given right at the beginning. But at that time, there was not so much Quran to read at the beginning. He said Quran only started. So when that sahabi was going to stand the whole night, what was he going to read? He said the tarbiyat nurturing of the beginning group of sahaba began when they took one verse of Quran which was revealed and they repeated that verse the entire night. As they read it and they read it and they read it, it became part and parcel of their lives. My desire is our young children, girl and boy, when they read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, their journey will start with Quran. When that child learns that, the next thing the child must be doing is reading Salah. In that Salah, reading that verse, repeating that verse so many times with meaning that at the end of that day, at the end of that week, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas became part of the blood and the bones of that child. May Allah make this a reality. And the final desire I had, so that will also come on the application. And the final desire was that in the future, as we are moving to a time where people are moving towards what is called a world which is not natural, food that is not natural, my desire was that to create environments for our children where in a most natural environment, where the water is clean, where the food is clean, where the air is clean, a child can come, he can give the most valuable part of his life, 2 to 3 years, to learn Quran with meaning, to read Quran at night, and to be able to then make the application in the tahajjud salah, to read it again and again, that when the child graduates, it is said that this child has read every night whatever he learnt in tahajjud for a good amount of time. My desire is to be able to create a place. So for this year, a thought came. We created something which is known as Madrasa Rawdatul Islam. Madrasa Rawdatul Islah. A madrasa which is the garden of rectification. It is a khanka in a most beautiful place. Someone asked me, where is the place? I said, it's a dream. At the moment, there's no place. It is a thought to find the right place, to find the environment, one place, two places, three places, many places, where a child can go, best of food clean, best of drink clean, best of environment, and through his journey of Quran, after 3 years when he comes out, even if he's not an alim of Quran, that child when he walks out, it is known as Sahibul Quran. This is a boy of Quran. This is a girl of Quran. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make this also a reality. In that I wrote, in order to create an environment for future generations in which one can memorize the noble Quran while understanding its basic meaning, which will surely aid in one's self-reformation and acquiring a pure Islamic nurturing, an intention has been made to establish Madrasa Rawdatul Islah. At present, as this project is in its planning stages, I wish to offer you the opportunity to participate in making this intention a reality, and inshallah through it, to aid us in our attempt to strengthen the iman of our future generations. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make all of us aid in this mission. The details of aiding, this is just one project, but any project where effort can be made. So a small pamphlet was made introducing the application, and how if a person wants to offer any aid towards the seer for the future, may Allah tabarakallah through the blessings of the Khatam of Quran make all these desires reality. And the main thing of it is through Quran. May Allah let kufr never enter into the houses of any one of us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.